From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Russian President Vladimir Putin is denying allegations that documents leaked from a Panamanian law firm contain evidence of corruption among his closest associates. Speaking Thursday to a media forum in St. Petersburg, Mr. Putin described the so-called Panama Papers as part of a Western campaign to undermine Russia. Mr. Putin noted that he himself is not mentioned in the documents. British Prime Minister David Cameron admitted Thursday that he profited from an offshore fund set up by his late father. Mr. Cameron's father was named in the so-called Panama Papers, but the Prime Minister denies doing anything wrong. He told ITV Television Thursday that his family owned shares in the Bahama-based firm, but that he sold them just months before becoming prime minister. Bahrain Foreign Minister Khalid bin Ahmed Al Khalifa Thursday said Iran needs to change its foreign policy in the region and stop weapons shipments and the training of terrorists. He said Iran should stop financing and supporting what he called proxies. The minister spoke during an appearance with visiting U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry. Earlier, Kerry held a series of talks on regional security issues with officials from the Gulf Cooperation Council. Belgian police have released a new video of a man wanted in the recent Brussels airport bombing. The video was taken just minutes after the March 22nd bombings. It shows the apparent getaway of a third surviving suspect, often identified in the media simply as the man with a hat. The Brussels airport attacks, along with a bombing at a commuter rail station, killed 32 people and wounded more than 340. This is VOA News.